katunda yapa. Mara propo sumika le mara kuli braba kachata ya. Le moropo so propo so kuli braka la mano braka ya. Le propo shenga le moko sumika le malapo roma kanda le makaya. Mekele makusu pika ya doria. We confront and challenge every form of darkness. We confront you, whatsoever your name is, whatsoever your name is, in every secret place, in every hidden place in this life, by the power of the Lord, we confront every hidden place where darkness is abundating. What are you doing this life? In the name of Jesus, by the reason of the power of the Lord, we flush you out. Darkness, we flush you out. Darkness, in the name of Jesus, we flush you out. In the name of Jesus, by fire, we flush you out. In the name of Jesus, darkness. Darkness, darkness, every trace of darkness in every area, we flush you out. In the name of Jesus, we flush you out. You are rooted out. You are rooted out. You are rooted out. We need you. Come, sweet spirit, we pray. Come, in your strength and your power. Come, in your own special way. In your special way, come. Holy Spirit, we need. Come, sweet Spirit. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Holy Spirit, come in your strength and your power. Rapuri kata ya kaya kata ya kata ya. Rekala kata ya kata ya kata ya kata ya. Rakata rakata rakata. Mere promo shikra kata ya promo sopi. Mere promo soto ya promo shikrina ya konda ya krakata bosa. In the name of Jesus,
sweet spirit, we pray. Oh, come in your strength and your power.
Are you desiring? Are you angry? Are you thirsty for the spirit of life? For the spirit that energizes, the spirit that empowers, the spirit that destroys the power. Rakata, makaya kata ya kata ya kata ya kata. Welcome. Release yourself. This presence of the Lord is already overshadowing us. And release yourself. Let Him work through you. Let Him flow through you. Let Him break the chains. Let Him work His might upon your life. Let the power of the Lord break through over all barriers and hindrances, over all the opposition and all obstructions. Let there be a way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
And we won't be the same.
Thank you, Father.
Move in this place today. Holy Spirit, Thou art welcome in this place.
This morning,
and the Spirit of the Lord says unto me, there's somebody that God asked me to speak to, and I stand to speak. You know, you are the one. Please stop crying unto me, begin to praise me. I will take away your shame and I will cover your nakedness, says the Spirit of the Lord. I don't know the person, but the Lord says, once I say it, you will know you are the one. Say, stop crying unto me. Begin to praise me. I will take away your shame and I will cover your nakedness, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Lord, we worship you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we reverence you. Lord, we declare you faithful. We declare you that you are good. We acknowledge all that you are to us. And we humble our lives before your presence, that we are your handmaid. We are your handmaids, that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we walk over all lives this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you very much, Father, for your word of comfort
that has come unto us. Thank you very much, Father. Thank you because, Lord, you have not finished. You will still continue. We give you glory. We give you praise. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Jesus' name, we pray. To God be the glory. Say, to God be the glory. To God be the glory. For great things he is doing, and great things, greater things he will still do. And I welcome you again to the presence of the Most High God. Welcoming you to the place of encounter, to the time of God's visitation. And in the presence of the Lord, we do wonders in your life this day in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to handle some few prayers before we continue. Psalm 107 talks about some things. And the scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 2, let's look at Ephesians chapter 2 first. Then we'll look at two things, we'll compare. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. And the Bible talks about, you know, our Lord giving us a position, a wonderful position, a glorious position. He gave us a position that is beyond description. That position is a position that the kings of this heart, they do not have the privilege, they can't get there. The position is so much exalted. And put us there, you know, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4. Now read to 5, 6. We just read it, then we move. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love which he loves us. For his great love which he loves us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. And raised us up together and made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He made us alive with Christ. You are alive with Jesus. And not only making you alive, he places us. He changed our status, our levels. He changes our position. Your position, God changed it. And the position he places you is a position that is high. That position, the scripture says, the position of his Son, Jesus Christ. But somewhere along the line, that position, we are not occupying that position. Instead, we occupy, some of us, we are occupying another position. We've been made to sit in heaven. We are made to sit in heavenly places. But somehow, it is a pity that some of us are seated in the world of darkness. We are seated in the world of darkness. And that is what Psalm 107 talks about. I say, those who are seated in the world, they are seated at the world of darkness. But this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that seat where you are seated in the world of darkness, fire will consume the seat. Fire will consume the seat. I say, fire of the Lord will destroy the seat where you are seated in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the power of the Lord will change your status. It will catapult you to where you are supposed to be. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture did not finish with that. The scripture goes further. And it says something. There are three things it talks about. It talks about seated upon the darkness. And of course, they also seated under the shadow of death. Darkness, shadow of darkness and death. And the third one is they are bound with iron. They are bound with iron. We're going to handle these three prayer points before we start what we want to do this morning. The matter is, wherever you are seated today you will declare. Any other position that is contrary where I am seated, some of us, we are so relaxed in the place where the enemy make us to sit. The enemy has made us to sit in the world of darkness, and we are seated there. And people, you know, the Spirit of the Lord say, this is not where you are supposed to sit. And you are seated there. The power of the Lord will crush that seat. You will no longer sit with the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why a number of things are happening. That is why things are happening. We're going to pray this. The first prayer the Holy Spirit lays upon my spirit. As I was just seated there, and I was just trusting the Lord for divine leading. So you are going to cry unto the Lord. You are seated in darkness. When you are seated in darkness, your eyes will not be open. Everything they are saying, your eyes is blocked. Your ears are blocked. They are telling you what you are doing is wrong. They tell you this is the way you are living. You say, what is wrong in what I'm doing? What is wrong? After all, I'm not the only person doing it. After all, that is what happened. Like Dr. Mrs. Popola was saying in the morning, you know, because people are seated. Anyone who is seated in darkness, he cannot see anything good. And we are talking about light of God shining. As many of us that are seated, you are seated here, but as you have seated here today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of God will take you to the place of light. You are no longer going to sit in darkness again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Would you like to rise? Would you like to rise now? Would you like to rise? This is not what we are dealing with. But this is as the Spirit leads us, as the Spirit guides us, we are going to handle issues. Would you like to say after me? Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus, today, I have decided to live the seat, to leave the seat of darkness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I declare the seat of darkness that I've been seated upon, I command that seat to catch fire. I command that seat to catch fire. I command that seat to catch fire. I am no longer going to sit upon the seat of darkness again. I'm not seated with darkness again. I leave my position. I change my position. This morning, I change my position. I change my position. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I change my position. I change my position. I change my position. Darkness, seat of darkness, I break you down. I break you down. I break you down. I break you down. I shall no longer sit in the world of darkness. In the name of Jesus. Mayakata yakaya, rekaya krakata, le maria bako sekeya. Rebalia Badoria Baku Seke. Re Maria Baba. Mayakaya Gata Yagata. Re Maria Baya Kurobaba Sopia. Re Machete Yabandiriaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are seated. You are seated in Christ. Not in darkness. Not in the world of darkness. All manner of darkness that have been tormenting and oppressing you. All the things that have been troubling your life, every evil, everything, all your association with the wicked, and you find yourself every time seated with darkness, seated with the wicked world, seated among the old men, seated among the old women, seated in the water. You see yourself seated. What are you doing there? What are you doing there? What are you doing there in the seat of the witches and witchcraft? What are you doing there in the familiar spirit? What are you doing there? In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. That place where you are seated, under the shadow of death, today, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are leaving that position. You're going to leave that position today. Go to declare, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the power that has placed me or placed you, the power that has placed you under the shadow of death, in the name of the Lord Jesus, with the power of light of God, by the power of the Lord, we overcome that power. We overcome that power. Or you overcome that power. I declare, shadow of death, by the name of the Lord Jesus, be destroyed upon my life. I get my life out from the shadow. I get out from that shadow. I come out. I come out. I come out. I come out. Come out from all the shadow of darkness. Come out. Come out from the shadow of death. Come out. Come out. You are still there. You are in the name of Jesus. I command your spirit out. I command your soul out. I command your body out from all the shadow of death. In the name of Jesus. Rebako Sekaya. Maya Payaka. Maria Poshekelia. I command you out. 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 Out, 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 out from the shadow of death, out from the shadow of sickness, from the shadow of affliction, from the shadow of infirmity, from the shadow of sorrow, all the shadow of sorrow, all the shadow of disaster, all the shadow of lack, poverty, let come out, come out. I command, right now, right now. Rema Shekaya. In the name of Jesus, let your spirit come out. Let your soul come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. You're still going to pray that handle that prayer again. You have been bound. You know what it means to be bound? You know what it means to be bound? Huh? Bound. bound under the shadow. You know, that is someone that is roped and chained under a shadow. You put, you know, is bound under the shadow. You go to declare the chain that binds you under that shadow. You go to declare it broken. You go to break it and come out from that shadow. Shadow of darkness, shadow of death, I come out from you. I break. Bible says, loose him. Let him go. Loose him. Loose me. Loose my soul. Loose my spirit. Loose my life. Loose. You have been bound. You must get yourself out. Loose. By the name of Jesus, whatsoever that the enemy has bound you with, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, loose. Hear the power of the Most High God. Lose it. Every form of sorrow, every form of affliction and infirmity that the power of the wicked has bound you with, lose it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lose it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yamasheta yabande yabosupa. Lama yabori yaboseka yaka. Rakata yakata yakata. Maria Bayebo Sobrobo, Rimaya Boshekeya, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. And the Bible says they were bound in affliction. They were bound in affliction and irons, bound in afflictions. In other words, afflictions from one sickness to the other, from one infirmity to the other, from one disease to the other, bound in affliction. They do not know out the way out. But this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every life that is bound in affliction, every life that is bound with chains, every life that is bound with diseases, every life that the enemy has put under the bond of affliction, that bondage, that yoke is hereby broken. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If it is failure, you are bound with failure, you are bound with setback, you are bound with average life, by the name of the Lord Jesus, you are going to come out of it. You're going to cry in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 107, when they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord delivered them. 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 The Lord will deliver you. The Lord will deliver you. Whatsoever that has bound you this morning, you shall be delivered. Who say after me, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, every power that has put me under bondage, spirit of affliction and infirmity, in the name of Jesus, the power that bound me in affliction, I break your grip, I break your power, by the power of the anointing, I lose your grip. Jesus. Brakata yakata yakata ga. Merebos. Brakanturia. Brakante. Brakantu. We cut them into asunder. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. It's Yahweh. It's Yahweh. It's Yahweh. Oh Yahweh, oh Yahweh, your name is Yah, it's Yahweh, it's Yahweh, oh. You are the miracle walking God. Your name is Yah, it's Yahweh, it's Yahweh, oh. Your name is Yah, Yahweh, oh Yahweh, oh. Your name is Yah. Thank you, Jesus. As we enter into this phase, the second phase, Holy Spirit of God, let there be a lifting. Let there be a lifting. Let the east wind of the Lord blow off everything that is contrary. Let there be a divine revelation. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please have your seat. I doubt this timing for me. This timing that says I have 2 more minutes. It is not proper. I know the time I got here. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. Today, we look into what I call the riches of his glory. The riches of his glory. The riches of his glory. We're going to look into it wherever the Holy Spirit said we should stop. No problem. Just wanted to follow the instruction. I prepare for this is what I prepare for. So, we handle issues as they come. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, let's look at it. Is it 2 now? Am I right? No, 3. Should be 3. Not 3. Not 2. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's look into it. Ephesians chapter 3. Verse 16. Okay, verse 14. Verse 14 says, for this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. But he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. The prayer is that you will be strengthened in the spirit through what? Through what? Nobody is answering. Through what? Your inner man. In other words, what you generate in your inner man, what you, the results that we see in your life is a result that is produced from your inner man. When your inner man is built up, when your inner man is increased, when your inner man is fortified, when your inner man is strengthened and you see that the kingdom of darkness, they will be under your feet. In other words,
Once your inner man is weak, you are vulnerable to the enemy. Once your inner man is nothing, the inner man is not you that we are seeing. There is someone inside you. Once that inner man does not have the capacity, the ability to withstand or to receive, every effort will be a waste. Most of us, we take care of our physical bodies. We feed, we do, we eat delicious food. Man, jollof and all manner of things. And chicken and all manner of things. But your spirit, your inner man is starved every time. Is starved. And there is no way a man can live a victorious life once he continues to starve his inner man. There is no way you can live. Let them continue to pray. Because the strength that comes into your life as a spirit being comes from your inner man. So the moment your inner man is filled up, then you can make something. And the scripture tells us that once you do that, because your inner man must identify, note that there are riches, the riches of God. God is so rich. It's beyond description. It's beyond comprehension. You know, it has no limit. The riches of God is limitless. The riches of God answers every issue in your life. Answer every dimension. Whether you need knowledge, you need success, you need breakthrough, you need blessing, you need advancement, you need healing. The riches is there. Once your inner man is able to tap it, you must develop your inner man, my brother, my sister. You must develop your inner man. It is the time for us to grow, to leave the realm of the physical and move into the realm of the spiritual. The riches of glory, riches of Christ is so inexhaustible, so undescribable. You know, we can't describe it. It means that everyone here, the whole world can tap it, can receive. Je pe ko tele tan ki gbogbo wa di Christian. The Christians, don't he? Eh? If all the universe, if everybody living on this earth becomes a Christian, there will always be sufficiency. Sufficient for you, that will be sufficient. It will not be that, want it baton? No! Want it by Bokutan? No! Want it by Lafayette? No! It is full. In Christ, everything is full. And so what we are saying is, the riches in Christ is full, and it is available for you. It is available for me. It is available for everyone. And today, you are going to tap into it by the reason of your inner man that must come out of where he's sleeping. As your spirit being sweet man is sleeping, you will wake it up. You wake it up. And that is why when a spirit man is sleeping, you see the person dragging in the things of God. These are indications. He drags feet. Nothing makes him to be excited in the Lord. It's dull.
when it comes to the things of the Lord. These are signals. When it comes to the attending the church, it's dull. He comes to the church anytime and he comes sluggishly. And he walks sluggishly. Even when the praise worship has finished, even when testimonies are finished, he walks sluggishly. Tanyo mumi. Enitio muwambe. Enitio muwambe. Because of what? Because this, no, the spirit man is what? Down. He's down. Today we are starting from there. We are starting from our spirit man. Our spirit man must rise. That is why our responses, when it comes to the things of coming to the church, you see people making different excuses. They give so many excuses. You see people, workers meeting, by 5 minutes to eight, you just see them dragging. Why? Because of what? Dullness. Spirit man, almost dead. Your spirit must come alive. The Bible says in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 that we read, and it says, the Lord has given us life. God has not given you death. You can't come to God and receive death. No, it's not possible. If you are experiencing any death in your area, in your life, it means Jesus is not Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Lord that I know, the Lord that saved my soul, is the Lord of the living. He does not give death. He gives life. He gives life. So if you are operating in that level, then come out. Let life of God enter into you. This morning, we're going to start now. We're going to start. I'm aware of my time. I'm conscious of it. But I'm just trusting the Lord. Wherever he wants me to stop, I stop there. I want to stop there. What you will get to rise on your feet presently, wherever you are. Whatsoever that is dying you now, so you are going to command it. Life must enter into it. Life must enter into it. You think you can continue in this way? No. No. God does not give death. Jesus does not give death. He's the author of life. If there is any area where death is operating, life must come in. You must speak life. You must speak life. You must command life to come into your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you know the area where your spirit man has been weakened, has been damaged. Your spirit man has been battered by sin, by lukewarmness, by weaknesses, by carelessness. But what to say this morning, every area where I've been weak, because of my carelessness, because of my weariness, that I have allowed my spirit man to be weak. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I declare, Lord, I arise. I cry for mercy. I cry for your mercy. I plead for your mercy. I plead for your mercy. Let there be a release of your fire upon my spirit, upon my heart, in the name of Jesus. Everything that is there, let it come alive, in the name of Jesus. Rima Shekaya. Oh water, check and money go wo. Oh kwekwe olorun, emi re nlo o si dake. Oh mi re nlo o si dake. Emi re nlo ko si dake. Emi re oni lo bi kokan. Ni oruko Jesu. In the name of Jesus, Ramaka Sheka, you must arise. Your spirit must arise. Why must you be lukewarm? Why must you permit? Why? You must arise. You must cry. You must cry. You must cry out. You must cry out. God must intervene. God must intervene. No death will be permitted. No death will be permitted in this life. No death will be permitted in the name of Jesus. No death, no death, no death, no death, no death, no death, no death. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the life of God come. Let the life of God come. Let the life of God come. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
No limitation. Lord, let me not define limit in my life. This is, we are talking of the riches of his glory. Because your spirit man has been weak and weary, you do not have access to the riches. By the name of the Lord Jesus, oh gracious Father, you will be merciful to us. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Imparting life comes from the Spirit. Impartation of blessing, impartation of grace comes from the Spirit. Impartation of joy, impartation of things comes from the Spirit, not from the physical. If I continue to say, you are blessed, and I do not, I'm not in the Spirit. And my word is just ordinary word. Just ordinary word. This morning we're going to receive prayer. We're going to pray. Because heaven, there are a lot of supply in heaven. A lot of supplies in heaven that we do not have access. They've been cut away. They cut the supply of heaven, the supply of resources, supply of blessings, supply of breakthrough. They are there. But we do not have access. The connection is not there. It's not there. We are known, we are people who have been deprived of the blessings that are there. Because our lives do not carry life, do not carry the grace, do not carry the power of God to access this blessing. We're going to cry unto the Lord again. Whatsoever that have been cut off, the supply of grace, the supply of mercy, the supply of grace and blessing, the supply of joy, the supply of provision, the supply of victory from my life because of my weakness in the realm of the Spirit. Father, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the connection come back. Let there be a connection. Let there be a connection to the throne. In the name of the Lord Jesus, connect me back. Connect me back, Holy Spirit. Connect me back. Everything that has been cut off from you, whatsoever that has been cut off, everything that has been cut off, by the name of the Lord Jesus, every supply that has been cut off, every supply of grace, every supply of mercy, every supply of blessing that has been the enemy has cut off, that you do not have access to, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to pray and ask the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whatsoever that has been cut off, Lord, I receive a divine connection, I receive a connection back, I receive my connection back, I receive my connection back, I receive my connection back. I receive my connection back. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the book of Numbers, chapter 11. So God be the glory. Sister Kainde Bobola shared some portion of it. And I was just thinking whether the Lord has given her the message, and of course the Lord gave her the message. Yeah. But the direction I just want us to look at is this direction. The Bible talks about Moses. God told Moses, and he said, Moses, I'm going to take the Spirit in you. I'm going to take the Spirit in you, and I'm going to share it among the 70 elders. Do you remember that place if you're a Bible scholar? Huh? And the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and said, huh? Something, the content in the life of a man, the content in the life of Moses, was shared with 70 people. In other words, he was carrying grace that was meant for 70 people. 70 elders. He was carrying it. A single man. And he was carrying the glory. And he was carrying it. And when the Holy Ghost was saying, many of us,
We are not. And these ones have no deprived of enjoying God's goodness, God's grace. I'm going to cry unto the Lord. What's all these things that you have that have been cut away from your life? By the reason of your pride, by the reason of your attitude. All the blessings, all the breakthroughs, all the advancements, all the things that you are supposed to be launching to, but they are unable, you are unable. By the fact that you are not, your capacity cannot accommodate them. Capacity, Moses' capacity was so big that he was able to accommodate 70 grace, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70, 70. He was carrying the grace of 70 people. He was carrying for the leadership. He was carrying. And the Bible says, I'm going to take this spirit. I'm going to share it. I'm going to share it. I don't know. Some of us, we are sharing the spirit of immorality. We are sharing spirit of your iniquity, spirit of every spirit of the spirit of the devil. You are sharing. That is what you are sharing. That is what you share. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray that the Lord will grant unto you access to the great things. In the name of the Lord Jesus, pray that the Lord will grant you access to the great things. In the name of Jesus. Your inward ability, your inward capacity is nothing, you know, it's something that is restraining the release of grace and the release of power and life of God upon your life. Your inward, because your capacity is small, your ability is small, and you cannot accommodate. That is why God is limited. God is limited by the reason of your capacity, which you cannot accommodate what the Moses would carry. And so, by the reason of the power of the Lord, has the Lord to enlarge and increase your capacity. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. If God will increase your capacity today, your lack is finished. Your struggle is finished. Your need is finished. Oh, that God is looking for is, do you have the capacity to carry this? Do you have the capacity? Is your capacity enough to give you this blessing? What a man shares. Some of us, we are sharing, you know, the devil anointing, demons anointing. By the people we interact with, by the people the close friends. Some of us, we are in a relationship. You are in a relationship, boyfriend and girlfriend. You live together as husband and wife when you are not married. And what you are sharing, I was telling someone last week, and I was saying, the moment you have an immoral, you live a moral life with somebody, your life can never be the same. To bat is a bit of a way in your life, old lady, you are the same one. Oh, say, because of what? The reason is this: you'll be sharing the light, the Oribruku and your Omashiae. Whoop, Banuja Yan, Omashiae. One line, Wanya, Washiae. But Moses,
What the capacity Moses was carrying was the capacity of grace, capacity of glory that he was able to share with 70, share with 70. What are you carrying? What are you carrying? Want to say, God, this morning, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, Lord of heaven, let your glory, let your presence, the glory of the Lord, that I will be able to share. I will not share sickness. I will not share sorrow. I will not share disaster. I will not share mishap. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Meyakata yakata yakata rima yakaya baya baya rakala praka mekeria bashekaya rakra baya boye kaya kaya kata ya remorabos.
Masoto lima shahanga talaba shaila rende keske poska ibran talaba bashin talaba randa kakakakaka sampa shimpaliba rundo kokokoko sempo shimpoligo rundo kokoko sempo koshimpaliga branta kukakakaka sapa shindalaba masinte tetete ke romos komposhindaliga. I want Bro Paul, as I begin to tell this song with us again, Imale Deo Soko Parada.
Imale Deo Soko Parada. Imale Deo Soko Parada. Imale Deo Soko Shidanu. Imole Deo Okunkun Parada. Hey, Imole Deo Okunkun Parada. Imole Deo Okunkun Parada. Hey, Imole Deo, Imole Deo Okunkun Parada.
Light of God shine into every life that's here today or connect to this service online in the mighty name of Jesus. Every crevices of the powers of darkness, I shine the light of God into those places in the mighty name of Jesus. Every bondage to which your people are subjected this morning, we break it by the power of the Almighty God in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power of darkness to which you are subjected this morning, I declare freedom, liberty, deliverance unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God has manifested that I might destroy the works of darkness. Let every work of darkness in your life, in your home, in your work, regarding your children, be destroyed this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We pray for your servant that you use for us today.
Let that of God shine more upon his life and ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are prayed.